with the laying on of hands, with prophecy, being set in your place in the body, knowing your place. Now, those of you who have received the laying on of hands and prophecy, remember the words of Paul to Timothy, remember the prophecies that went over thee, that thou buyest them might war a good warfare.
Amen.
They will be transcribed, your prophecies will be transcribed, and because that's not going to happen in a couple of days. It's going to take time, that's a long process, and every part, the prayers that were prayed over you as well, and there will be a copy given to you. Now, don't go and show other people your prophecies.
No.
Don't do that. It says Mary hid these things in her heart. She didn't go around blabbing, I've had an angelic visitation. She didn't even tell Joseph. And when Joseph wanted to put her away, she didn't say, hey, boy, you better watch it. She kept her mouth shut. She let God do the showing. And this is what you must do. You pray over those prophecies. Your pastor will be visiting with you, and he will be... the other thing is, the other temptation, we interpret them subjectively, and they need to be interpreted objectively. And that's what the shepherd is for, to guide you. And don't expect a fulfillment, but begin to move in little by little. The scripture says in Isaiah 28, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. Sometimes it's just letter by letter. And so don't be impatient. Just wait. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And tribulation worketh patience. If you don't have it, honey, tribulation ain't going to do a thing for you. Tribulation doesn't produce patience. It works it. If you don't have it, it's got nothing to work with. Now, what is patience? Well, getting quiet. If I asked you tonight, what is darkness? Philip, what is darkness? Where there's no light. An absence of light. So you don't make dark. You just turn the light off and it's dark. You don't make a person patient. Patience is lack of self-centeredness, lack of selfishness. Hello? You watch somebody who they're trying to get into their car and the key's not working. They're all right the first two or three times. And it's not long before they're banging on the door. You see? Or you're trying to start the car up. You know? You watch people. Because it's not going according to what they think it ought to do, they start getting mad. They lose their lolly. Hello? That is impatience, because they want their way. So when you're waiting on the Lord for your ministry to be developed, to be manifested, you wait patiently, thanking Him and praising Him for performing the word in you. Don't ever try to fulfill the word. There was no way Mary could fulfill the word. She didn't go out and find a man to help her do the job. Abraham tried that, and he got in a lot of trouble. You have to wait patiently for the Lord, and He will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This has been a wonderful time, both for Darby and me. Hallelujah. Perhaps you'd like to say something, Darb. Come up here. My favorite son-in-law.
Hallelujah. Many of you know that I came down ill a few days ago, and I had this pain in my lung. I thought it was incipient pneumonia or maybe pleurisy. It was really, I could take a breath, and that was, you know, that was about it, because it was pretty painful. It was all the runnings around and everything, but Pastor laid hands on me this morning, just before breakfast, and I still got the head, nose, and up here, but praise God. So I just want to praise God. The pain's left. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to thank you all for this time. It's been a real treat to come and see the family again. You know, and we now have new family members, David and Debbie Reefer. Just before they left to get on the train to speed south, you know, Debbie was out in the, she was out in the van and tearing up really bad. You know, I've never met such fine people. I said, yeah, they're your family. Yes, they are. So, hallelujah. You're just all going to have to come over to California. That's all there is to it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you've been to Arnoldsville, but you've never come and visited us all in California.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You have?
Yes.
Yes, but you're only two.
We will.
Pardon?
We will come.
When did they come to California?
We will.
Oh, you will. Yes, of course you will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time, you know, to start traveling. A lot of people used to say to me, well, I'll wait till the millennium and then I'm going to go. Oh, I said, oh, dear God. Hallelujah. Before we start preaching, teaching the word tonight. Amen. Well, how long do you want to stay in this wheelchair? Huh? After that, I may minister the word before we have communion together. It might be midnight. Hallelujah. It won't be. I want you to turn with me to the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, just to lay a foundation for where we're going. Luke, the 22nd chapter. Hallelujah. Number one, you just, let's read verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. They said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? He said, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man, everybody say a man, not a woman, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Men did not carry water jars. We're in Luke 22. We gave you verse 7. Hallelujah. But now we've gone beyond that. What verse are we on? You don't know. 10. Thank you. Glory to God. There shall a man meet you. That would be a sign unto them. Bearing a pitcher, an urn of water on his shoulder. That was women's work. So this man would have stood out like a sore thumb. And enter into the house that he goes into. Follow the man with the pitcher of water. That's a sermon in itself. In the heavens, in the signs of the stars, the signs of the zodiac, there is an enthroned man with a pitcher of water, and he's emptying it out What sign of the zodiac is that? Come on. You know.
Aquarius.
Thank you very much. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius. They don't know what they were prophesying, because that's where we're just about entering into now, is what we call the Aquarian Age. The sun travels through the signs of the zodiac, and it's in each sign for 2,000 years. When Jesus was crucified at this Passover time, the sun was coming out of Aries. Passover always, by the way, in the annual cycle, Passover always falls under the sign of Aries, the ram lamb. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it was entering into Aquarius. When we go on our cycle, we go in an opposite direction to which the sun, which travels from east to west, is entering into its, what we call, the elliptical cycle, which is 24,000 years altogether. So the sun was leaving Aries, the North Pole Star. Well, there's only one pole star. There's no such thing as the Southern Pole Star, if you don't know that in astronomy. Am I right, my son? You should. Yes. He's an amateur astronomer, besides being a geologist and other things. And my favourite son-in-law. He's also an ordained reader. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he was ordained, first as a doorkeeper, then as a reader, he was given the name Timothy, and he has been a real Timothy to me. And so he's my favourite son-in-law. Hallelujah. So the sun was leaving Aries. The pole star, the northern pole star, was the brightest star in a constellation called Alpha Draconis, the brightest star in the constellation of the dragon. Wow. But it shifted. From Adam to Christ, the pole star, everybody took their, all navigation was by that northern star, was by the dragon. The dragon was ruling this world. He was in charge. But at Calvary, it shifted. And now it has gone into the tail of Ursa Minor, which in the Hebrew astrology, the Greek astrological signs, is the little sheepfold. Now you can check this out. The little sheepfold. Jesus, as he's going to the cross, says to them, this very chapter, I appoint to you a kingdom. You shall sit on 12 thrones. He was having allusion to the 12 signs of the zodiac. You shall sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Each of the 12 tribes of Israel had a zodiacal sign in their standard. What was on earth was a picture of what was in heaven. Now, he said, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes.
And the heavens are declaring that message. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth forth knowledge. What? The knowledge of God. So what did the devil do? He took the signs of the zodiac and turned them into fortune telling. But they are proclaiming God's glory. Jesus was born under the sign of Virgo, the Virgin. Wow. Wow. Now we're coming into, we're in the cusp. The sun moved out of the house of Aries, and for 2,000 years it's been in Pisces, the two fishes. What was the most ancient Christian symbol? The fish.
The fish.
Jesus is always working miracles with fish. It was a prophecy of the Piscean age, which is the Christian age. Hello.
Amen.
And those two fishes, one is swimming northward and the other is swimming westward, and that is the direction in which the gospel was first preached, northward and then westward. Paul tried to go east, but the Holy Ghost wouldn't let him. He made him go west. Go west, young man. Hallelujah. And so the gospel came to these isles in AD 37. Joseph of Arimathea was the first one to come here and plant the first church in Glastonbury. Paul later came and preached in Britain. It's a wonderful book called St. Paul in Britain by Morgan. Hallelujah. You need to read it. And where St. Paul's Cathedral stands in London, that's where Paul stood.
Amen.
And preached the gospel. Londinium, as it was known then, was founded by the Romans in 63 BC. And Paul is here 100 years later. As a Roman citizen, he was free to travel anywhere in the Roman Empire. That was as wonderful as the days of the British Empire, when a British passport would get you anywhere. Now, of course, they don't issue them anymore. Now you have to have an Euro. Hallelujah. But you still got your British passport, don't you? No, somebody was telling me they still have theirs, and it's good for another 6 years. They've got 6 years on it, but after that they'll get an Euro. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, you will become the United States of Europe. That will happen. Once you have an executive branch, you have no executive branch in the European system at the moment. You have the parliamentary system, you have the legal system, the courts, the High Court, but you have no executive branch. That's your next step. What happens at the moment is each country that's in the Union has to ratify the laws that are passed. If they didn't, they'll be out. So they ratify them. That's unwieldy. The Queen signs all laws that are passed in this land. She's the executive branch. You have Parliament, Lords, High Court of England, then the Queen signs the laws. She's the executive branch. She signs laws into power. In our country, we have Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate. The presidency is the executive branch, and then the Supreme Court of the United States. So the president signs what Congress passes, or he can veto it. It's been a long time since a British monarch vetoed a law. The Queen has that power, but she wouldn't use it. There'd be an uproar. This land wouldn't know how to deal with it. We're used to dealing with vetoes in our country. Now, so we are entering the age of Aquarius, the enthroned man, Jesus, pouring out the Holy Ghost upon all flesh. Hello, the river of life. In the Piscean age, the two fish are swimming up the river of life, northward and westward. But they are held by a band. It's called Bands. That's the constellation Bands. And Bands is binding Cetus, the sea monster, Leviathan of the deep, binding him. Wow, the heavens are declaring. Night unto night is showing this knowledge. And Cetus is bound. But Ares, the ram lamb who's gone down into death, has got his two front paws out, two front feet on the bands. They're drawing their power to bind Cetus the sea monster as they go forth with their message from the slain lamb. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. I wish I was here for a week and we would go into the signs of the zodiac and show you how they preach and teach the gospel. That was the first Bible man ever had in the stars. The Bible in the stars. The second Bible was the Bible in stone. The Great Pyramid wasn't built by Egyptian slaves. Brother McCurry touched on it the other night. And then the third, God always works in threes. The third and the last is this book, the written word of God. But the other two are included in this. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. So you have learned this past week that you're not an accident on your way to heaven somewhere. That you are a child of destiny, and each one of you have a destiny. Not one of you are an accident. You may have been mum and dad's accident of birth, but you're not God's. Whether your parents wanted you or not has nothing whatever to do with it. God used them to bring you into the world to fulfill his plan and his purpose in your life. Oh, we got in, follow the man with the pitcher of water. Follow the anointing. Follow the flow of the Spirit. If you're in a church where the anointing of God is not flowing, where they won't let you express worship and praise, get out.
Yes, amen. Get out.
Why seek the living among the dead?
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Boy, that got quiet. That went over like a lead balloon. We're not here trying to make friends and influence people. Hallelujah. Okay, come on down now. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished. There make ready. And they went and they found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Now, that wasn't all that was there. Possibly 500 of them. If you go to a Jewish Seder today, a Passover meal, they'll often have them in hotels where they can gather family after family. They all come together. And it's what that meal will last approximately 3.5 to 4 hours. It's a ritualistic meal. And so it was here. We don't have time to go into everything that was on that table. But there were 4 cups of wine. One was called the cup of redemption. Then there was the cup of deliverance, the cup of freedom, and the cup of blessing. But there was a fifth cup on that table, hallelujah, which was called Elijah's cup. And the Jews, nobody drinks that. But before they disperse, they look around and all the contents of that cup are gone. They believe Elijah. Well, the children believe it. This is what they're told, like Santa Claus. That Elijah sneaked in secretly and drained the cup and then left again. They open up the door and say, "Welcome, Elijah." And then when they finish, they sing a hymn and they say, "Next year, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Glory to God. So I say to my Jewish friends when I'm in Jerusalem, "What do you Jews say here in Jerusalem?" They say, "We still say, next year, Jerusalem." But I said, "You're in Jerusalem." "Yes, but we may not be." So we're just making sure that we will be. When the hour was come, he sat down. The 12 apostles with him. They sat at the head table. And he said unto them with desire. Everybody say desire.
Desire.
That Greek word is lust. "I have lusted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof until it," the Passover, "be fulfilled." Now we have some school teachers with us. "It" is what part of speech, Philip? Speak up. Louder, so they can all hear.
Pronoun.
A pronoun. And what is the work of a pronoun? So what is the noun? The noun is Passover. So we may put the noun instead of the pronoun. "For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof," of the Passover, "until it," the Passover, "be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And the kingdom of God is spirit. God is spirit. And you've heard Brother McCurry say over and over this week, if it's not spirit, it's not kingdom. So Passover finds its fulfillment with Jesus eating it with you and me in the kingdom.
Praise God.
And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And if it isn't in the Holy Ghost, it isn't in the kingdom. Now we're throwing out a lot of tradition right here. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks. This was the cup of blessing. And he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine," which is wine, "until the kingdom of God shall come." Now I could show you how after he rose from the dead, he ate and drank with them. So the kingdom of God had to have come. We are not waiting for the kingdom, honey. Jesus is not coming back to establish a kingdom. He's coming back to receive a kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And he took bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it unto them, saying, "This is my body." Now, he was speaking in Aramaic or Hebrew, and there is no copulative verb. Teacher. Philip, what is the copulative verb? Okay, let me read it. "This is my body which is given for you." What is the copulative verb? There's only one verb there. Is. That's the copulative verb. Now, in Hebrew and Aramaic, there is no copulative verb. So he would have said, "This, my body." Hello. Did you see how that the emphasis is greater? "This, my body, given for you. This, do in remembrance." That is a covenantal word. The word remembrance is not you imagining in your imagination somebody hanging on a cross. The Greek is anamnesis. The Hebrew is zikoron. And they both mean exactly the same thing. This do when you want to make me manifest. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. When you want to make me manifest, then do this. Wow. 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 Now can you understand where the doctrine of the real presence came from? And if Jesus isn't present among us, we may as well pack up and go home.
Right.
Now, the problem with Roman Catholicism is they've made the bread the local point. Jesus, the bread becomes his body, the wine becomes his blood, so he is present with us. And so it becomes the local point. No, in Orthodoxy, it is the focal point, not the local point. The miracle is not bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Christ. The miracle is by the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost, like Mary, you and I become the manifested body and blood of Christ. We become what we eat instead of what we eat becoming us. In the natural, what you eat in 18 hours becomes you. But in the spiritual, in the kingdom, we become what we eat. And we are eating the bread, which is his body, and we are drinking the cup, which is his blood. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord. Now I want to get very quickly just into Passover. There were three things involved in the Passover when they celebrated it in Egypt. You could read the story for yourself in Exodus chapter 12. Let's just go there. Remember, I gave you during the conference over in Mortry Hall, if you follow the chapters 12 through the Bible, it would be amazing what you come up with. So in Exodus, the 12th chapter, this is where we have the Passover instituted. This is a whole message and study in itself. Verse 2. God speaking to Moses and Aaron said in chapter 12, verse 2 of Exodus, "This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you." So the Jews to this day have two calendars. They have a civil calendar and they have a sacred calendar. This now begins the sacred calendar. This was the seventh month of the civil calendar. But now it becomes the first month, the beginning. And when you and I are born again, that is our beginning. Time begins for you with your new birth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Speak unto all the congregation, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. The lamb is not only for you, dear brother, you, dear sister, it's for your household.
Amen.
This meant it was for their servants as well, because they didn't have servants here. But it's for your family. The lamb is for the salvation and the deliverance of your family. And sister, if your husband's not saved, you have a right to claim him. Man, if your wife is not saved, you have a right to claim her, because the lamb is for a house. If your children are not saved, you have a right to claim them for God, because the lamb is for the house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls, every man according to his eating. Oh, I love that. Shall make your count for the lamb. Now, everyone who could chew When do children get their teeth? Huh? When do you start taking them off the bottle? That varies. But the moment that child can chew, he was to be, or she was to be, a participator and partake of the Lamb. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Verse 5, 6, 5, your lamb shall be without blemish. There's no sin in him. Verse, coming down to the middle part of verse 6, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Who killed the lamb? Who killed the lamb? The whole congregation of Israel, not the Egyptians. Who killed Christ? Oh, it's getting quiet now. Israel did. Had to follow the pattern. The Romans would never have had him. Pilate didn't want to crucify him. He said, you take him and crucify him. And they did. Wow. They shall kill it in the evening. The evening is not twilight. The evening was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the Lamb of God on Calvary cried out, "It is finished," and bowed his head. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Hello? The blood was put in three places on the door. On the lintel, and they made, by the way, the sign of the cross. You'll read that in Dr. Edersheim's book, who was a Jewish rabbi, The Temple and Its Services. Then they put another cross on that side, and another cross on that side post. When Jesus hung on Calvary, there was another man on the left on a cross and another man on the right on the cross. There were three crosses. Hallelujah. Now the blood in Passover is on the door. Blood on the door. Hallelujah. Of your house. You and I are protected. This house that you live in, we are protected by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say praise the Lord. Saints, we're not just redeemed, we're protected. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on here. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Well, we don't eat unleavened bread here. Why not? That's another story. When Jesus celebrated the Passover, it was with unleavened bread. Unleavened, no leaven in it, means it was sinless. But when he hung upon the cross, he became sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he was made sin for us. He was made sickness and disease for us. He took our sins in his body on the tree. He was no longer now unleavened. So at Pentecost, on the Feast of Pentecost, you'll read this in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, write it down, check me out. They were to, on the day of Pentecost, they were to bring forth two wave loaves, bacon with leaven. Hello. Ladies, do you make bread? Grace makes bread. Pauline, do you make bread? No, Pauline doesn't. Who else makes bread? Here. Wonderful. Nice. Yes, good. Now, you know you put the leaven in for one purpose, to cause the dough to rise. But the moment, and it'll still rise, but when you put it in that extra hot oven, what degrees do you use? How many? What heat? What, 400? Yeah, at least 400, sometimes 425. When you put it in that hot oven, the yeast is arrested and can no longer work. Oh, hallelujah. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Christ is one loaf and we are the other loaf. We are the two loaves. The fire of the Holy Ghost has arrested sin in you and in me. You are no longer sinners. You no longer sing only a sinner saved by grace. You say, I was a sinner. You're no longer a sinner. Hallelujah. Oh yes, you may fall into sin, but you don't practice it.
No.
Hallelujah. You know how to keep a short account with God. Okay, now come down to verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Now grab this. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. When you and I are eating of this bread and drinking of this cup, God is going out into that Egyptian world out there. Hello. And he's judging all the gods. I said he's judging all the gods. He's judging all the things that they worship. And he's judging them. He's bringing them to an end. Somebody say amen. You don't have to preach against idolatry. God will do it. The more we eat, Saint Ignatius of Antioch said this, the more we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, the more we pull down the kingdom of Satan.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. This new, when you want to make me manifest, not a dead Christ, a risen Christ. Hello? A Christ who said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That doesn't leave any for the devil, honey. The North Pole star shifted. Out of Alpha Draconis, the dragon was no longer in control after Calvary. And now it's in the tail of the little sheepfold. And we are that little sheepfold. Dominion has been given to us in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Okay. Verse 13, and the blood. Everybody say the blood.
Blood.
Everybody say the blood.
Blood.
The blood shall be to you for a token, a pledge upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, 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 I will pass over you. Oh, hakaraba, shandalaba, hakaraba, andai. Oh, put your hands up for a moment, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That word, that's where the word Passover comes from. The Hebrew word is Pesach, and it means I will skip over you. I will dance over you. When God sees the blood of Jesus on you and me, he rejoices. He skips over us. He dances around us. Hallelujah. I will pass over you, and the plague, everyone say the plague, shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, saints.
Praise